Okay, let me run down the list. There might have been a double there, so let me run down the list here. I have KE8PCQ as in and out. I have KC8SDL, KC8YVF, N8KPR, KC8BOA. I have KB8SWR as in and out. I have KD8MMH, KD8PAZ, and KD8QCO. Are there any others for the list? Please come now. Okay, I had a carrier with no audio on it at all. That's what I thought that was earlier, a carrier with no audio on it whatsoever. If you may want to check your mic or whatever, try it again, over. Okay, same thing. I had a carrier, no audio. I might want to check that out. We'll try it again in a little bit. Okay, with that, we'll go to the list here, and I'll make a note here. And like I said, that station just tried to check in. I got a sneaky suspicion that maybe Tom, but we'll see how that goes. Okay, sort of a crappy day today. I can't say much more about that. We had planned on one of my golf buddies from our Monday group wanted to golf on Monday, which was today. And the weather would have been okay as far as the temperature, but the rain would have would have been bad. So we decided against that. We've been working around the house. Mary's still putting decorations on the tree. We had a couple of things we wanted to try and do, but we're scratching our heads rather thinking, well, do we really want to do this? Still have a couple of things to take care of out on our deck out in the back. We've got a covered screen deck, and normally I cover stuff up out there, and that's not done yet. So I'm going to try and get that done tomorrow because it looks like Wednesday is going to be a little colder than what it has been, so looks like the cool weather's coming back for a while. So at least we don't have the snow on the ground. I was listening to the one of the nets this morning, and they've got 28 inches on the ground up in the UP Marquette. So, but he said it was melting though. He says they actually lost a couple inches. So. We don't want to see that. At least I don't want to see that. I don't know about anybody else here. So let me run to the list here, and we'll start out with Rob, KC8SDL. You go ahead and stand by, Ron.
Hey, good evening, Mr. Dave, WADW in the group. Joe Charlie H. Yeah, very good. Hey, I'm multitasking. I'm eating a salad and watching TV and talking on the radio. I think talking on the radio is a lot more fun than eating the salad. Yeah, very good about the weather. Yeah, I was going to do something outside, but nah, I'm going to stay in. Had to go to the doctor this morning for a blood draw, so I started my day off rather pretty good. But, I survived. I'm back in one piece. So I got a quick radio announcement here, kind of neat. I had, remember I was telling you about that Swan 350 of mine that didn't act, it acted up, and I did find a problem out, David. This Yelp user were bad. That uses them 6.5 or 6.8 FI sweet tube. So a couple years ago, I got some Gary WBIC got me some replacement tubes for it. And I sold that reel to a guy named George Whiskey 3 Golf Whiskey Mike. Right, is that in Pennsylvania? A friend of mine, K1MQ, does e cars. Came to Michigan for the couple weeks in the summer. He's got family, so he stopped at my QTH and picked up that Swan 350, the power supply, a D104 bike, and the manual to it. So he picked it up, but he got it hooked up, and he said he couldn't get any transmit output. Well, I checked out a Swan Tech nut the other day, and I think that's really a pretty nice nut, that Stu, J4BOV, because it's called, really technical on the Swan. He said, by the way, the driver tube and the audio tube are 12A7. He said, swap them. If you get transmit power again, you found the problem. So my friend, he said, yes, I did that. He called me up. He said, I got transmit power. I got another tube here in my deck somewhere. I'm going to replace it with a new one. And he was on the e-cars net with it the other day. And boy, that Drifting 350D sounded really good. And I worked them. I asked for contact, and that control let me work them. And I had my old hot water 101 heat kit on the air. So vintage radios from a Swan to a heat kit. But he was pretty happy with it. But I'll tell you one thing. I love my Swan 500 I got from you folks. I love that rail. Okay, Dan, I all got to read for a minute. Yeah, it'd be a little bit chilly to play golf, and I guess later on this week it's going to get kind of chilly, so there you go. But at least the Swan and the Eco keep the shack warm high. All right, Dan, I'll be around with a second girl. I hand it back to you. You're doing a great job. WATW in the group. Kilo Charlie H. C. Dutch Lima. Back to that.
Okay, real good there, Rob. Yeah, there's the older radios, you do have to work on them. They're a little more work than some of the newer ones, but it's work that you can do. Some of the newer ones you cannot work on. You actually have to send them in and have somebody else do it. And it gets to the point a lot of the times. So a lot of the new stuff they build, whatever kind of electronics, TVs, whatever, are disposable. It's cost more to have them fixed than what it does to buy a new one. But some of the cases, the newer radios, the newer ham radios, are pretty healthy prices on them. Okay, we'll be back with you for 73 round. Ron, KCYBF, stand by, Bob.
Good evening, Dave, to everyone on the net tonight. Hopefully everybody had a good week last week and a good weekend. I had Friday off last week, using up my remainder of my vacation day, so I got the next couple of Fridays off. Friday, went out to give blood in the morning, but went out and did my one of my tests, and my iron level was too low, so I couldn't give blood. So I'm on the schedule for this Friday, see if things turn out a little better. Did some chores and things around the house, and then Friday night headed off to the club meeting. At 6, we had our annual potluck dinner and meeting, so that turned out very well. I'll let Mike elaborate some more on that when it comes down to his turn. And then Saturday, we had the Aries Savara annual breakfast, awards breakfast, and that. We had 11 people that came out. Thank you for everyone that came out. We gave out our awards for this year for one net participation in this net. We had several people that had 48 nets that they attended, 47, 45. So very good attendance on it, kind of our core group, so I appreciate that. And then also had for a variety of other awards. And Mike, KD8MMH, for the second year in a row, won the George E. Deaton Memorial Award there with the most in the nets, public service, and other things that I keep track of throughout the year. So he edged out Tom by one. So if Tom's in there, yeah, Tom, one point there, we would have had a tie for it, and I would have had to give out two awards. So that's fine by me. So Saturday, before that or after that, I started work. Some more chores. I'm finishing up the tile work in front of the fireplace in the living room. That's the last part of the project. That got put on hold. For the fall here while I was cleaning up leaves and trying to get all the outside things done before the snow flew. And now I can concentrate, come back in. So I got all the wood insert laid around the fireplace, the trim work, that's done, and I got all the tile cut over the weekend as well, so everything's fitted in place. Next Friday, next weekend and that, I will get the rest of the tile all glued into place and get all the grout down in that, and that part of the project will be done. Wife is also working this week on the front wall. We removed a long register. It's about 4 feet long. and it's normally a normal open, but that wall had a long register, so that was looking in bad shape, so we took that out and going to put in a normal 18-inch register in there, so we had to patch the wall. So she's working on that, so hopefully by Sunday, all the last little projects we've done, that wall will get painted, get the register in, and everything will be done, and we'll be able to get the furniture pushed back in place again, and we'll finally get to decorate a little bit the living room for Christmas. So that's what I got going on so far. This is KC8YVF back to net.
Okay, real good there, Rod. Yeah, a lot of stuff going on. This is actually a busy time of year. Fall time right around Christmas, and that busy time for me. I have been getting on a couple of steps, so I got on the max a couple times in the morning, and they've actually changed the frequencies around, so I've had to take and chase them. I was looking for them last earlier in the week because I had my report to go to Mark, and I either email it to him or give it to him over the air, and I had been looking for him over the air, and I couldn't find him after that. I finally found him, and he got it. He did get it the other day anyway. He got it almost late. Anyway, let me take a fast standby. It's WEDW, Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association, Monday Night Net. Do we have anyone else for the net? Try it now.
Well, this is KE8AZN, Greg from Beaverton, Michigan. That was me earlier with no signal. I have no traffic for the net. Back over to you.
Okay, we put you on the list. KE8AZR got you on the list, and you're at the bottom of the list. But, yeah, I thought maybe it was one of the other fellows over checked in. We got you on the list. Anyway, any others before I continue down the list?